Welcome back, this is RB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Oh, no. No.
Dating is so easy, some of you are probably just dumb. Number one, if he tells you he's not looking for anything serious, then he's not looking for anything serious.
Wow. What? Oh my god, word.
If he doesn't check that you got home safe, or better yet, take you home, then he couldn't care if you were alive or if you were dead. If he takes long to text you back, then he doesn't want to text you. If his phone is always face down or in his pocket, that means he's hiding something from you. If he doesn't ask you questions, then he doesn't want to get to know you. If he doesn't want to take you out in public, that means he's hiding you from someone. If he says, "I don't normally do this," he normally does it.
I consider myself a teacher, a helper, someone who could possibly inspire people to be better.
Hey, I'm sure these are great pointers. The problem is, by the time women learn these pointers, they're already ran through and just not wife and girlfriend material. Women figure these basic principles out, you know, long after they hit the mental wall. It's unfortunate, really. If only women could learn these lessons before they've been ran through by 100 men.
He doesn't think you're worth his money. He probably thinks his cheap dollar bill is going to be the ticket to your...
And what's wrong with that?
Ladies, it's so simple when you think about it, and this can save a lot of heartbreak. Just remember, you can't change a man. Let him learn how to think for himself first.
She said this was so simple. Right. These were very simple concepts to grasp. So, if you got to do a TikTok video to explain it to thousands of women, what does that say about the average woman's mind?
I don't know. If I knew, I would be fixing it. I don't know. My therapist doesn't know. My friends don't know.
When I was 21, I could not see myself as being anything but that. I was like, I don't even see that far. And that's why when you're like, oh my gosh, you're 30, because now I'm 31.
Damn!
I might take this video off because I've never, like, publicly said my age, which...
Which is pathetic that at a certain point you guys start lying about your age, like you're a little kid or something. And then you got that, what is that, eye makeup that is like some childish eye makeup, some glitter eye makeup that I would expect, like, a 12-year-old to wear.
Grow the fuck up.
But yeah, when women are young, they don't believe a future exists. They genuinely believe they're going to be 21 forever. Hence, the brand, 21 Forever. That's every woman's dream, is to be 21 forever. Dumb, naive, and getting plowed by the hottest guys and getting iPhones bought for them. They would stay in that mental space forever if they never aged.
Ever, 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 ever.
And don't just delete this video. How about you delete the whole damn account?
I'm not saying, like, oh my god, I'm a celebrity, but I work in the entertainment industry, and let me tell you something. This problem with this ideology of, like, women diet or lose value or whatever, but I'm just saying, I told a really, really big manager that I was 30, and his whole demeanor changed as soon as I said that. He was kind of like,
Sensational.
Right, your whole career was based on you being young and people wanting to F you. Whatever you do in the entertainment industry, look, any success that you had from it was just based on your looks. It wasn't based on talent.
You don't know that.
And I don't know what entertainment industry you're in or what field of the entertainment industry you're in, but based on the car you're in, you ain't winning in it. Your best bet would try to be to find a simp to take care of you. Because you're... Celebrity days are definitely over now that you aged out. Celebrity.
He thought I was 24 the whole time. And I was like letting him think that because I was like, let's just see where this goes. And then when he really found out I was 30, he was just kind of like, it's skewed. Okay. So we're girls, girls, right? Or I mean, I don't know. Some of you are, some of you aren't. Nonetheless, you're a woman. So let's change this ideology. I'm not saying like, oh my gosh, I can't wait till I'm 30 vibes. Because no, please enjoy your 20s, enjoy your youth. But 30s is still youthful. 40s is still youthful. I mean,
why the fuck are you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my god, stop fucking lying.
I mean, we're as good as you feel. So like, why can't we change that vibe? And I'm telling you, it's society, it's the entertainment industry, it's the media that pushes that. And this is like tale as old as time vibe. We all know this, right? By the way, do you like my makeup? Because I got it practiced today for my wedding, and the lighting, okay, this is good light. Anyway.
Oh my God, are you fucking 16?
Look, old hags have been trying to change that narrative since the caveman days, and it's never gonna fucking happen. Why don't y'all ever try to change this narrative when you're 19, 20, 21? Right. Because you're too busy enjoying the glory of it all. And you don't give a damn about an old bitch when you young and living life and loving life and getting all the attention you could ever dream of. You don't care about them 40-year-old wrinkly bitches that got denied at the front of the club long as you got in. So if you didn't care then, we don't want to hear it now.
I don't want to hear that shit.
All right, y'all. I've come across another issue while I'm dating. How do you keep a roster up when you have ADD or ADHD? Like,
you know that anger you get when you deal with like a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women, like I truly do. I'm living my nightmare.
It is a monster. It's in my head. How do you keep a roster up when you have ADD or ADHD? Like, I'm finding it absolutely impossible. So I tend to forget who I'm talking to, what I'm talking about. I forget that they texted me. I forget to hit send. Like, I forget to hit, like, I text the text out and forget to hit send. Like, hit send. Like, what? I forget I made plans. Or I double book myself. And then I just forget to respond. Like, I just, like, nothing against the person. I get so overwhelmed. I just stop responding completely. I just stop responding to anybody and everybody. I just stop. Makes me realize this is why I only focus on one person at a time. Thing is every time I focus on one person at a time, they show me why I shouldn't just be focusing on one person at a time. Anyways, that one person that I'm supposed to be focused on, where are you at though? Where are you at? I'm gonna need you here real soon.
I don't want to be that guy.
They're not bright enough to understand why we men have a problem with this.
Ma'am, you're not who you think you are. The stupid, ridiculous, you know, Coke bottle glasses. The stupid, stupid, stupid nose ring. The messy bun. I'm sure you got filters on. Look, you're not hot enough to be talking like this, having a roster and all that. You're just not. You need to find you a good, hard-working plumber and devote your life to him. Seriously. Look, I don't know if you saw the trashy tattoo on her wrist, but it's a dead giveaway every time that a woman is a horrible person. If she smokes cigarettes, and she got tattoos, and she got a nose ring, you don't need to know anything else about her.
How could you be so sure?
She's on the internet basically bragging about having horrible integrity and horrible character. And she need to be thinking about, you know, her financial situation. And a good way to improve her financial situation is to get with that good, hardworking plumber. Women having a roster is a trauma response to getting pumped and dumped by the hottest guys on the market. They think they're going to get Chad back by having a roster, but it's not getting them back. You don't want any of those guys on the roster. You having 20 guys you're not attracted to, you know, on rotation isn't a flex. Let's be honest, you're ruined for life. And you probably were talking to, you know, 5 or 6 different dudes since you were 13. So you were ruined since then, honestly. Now you're really just fried. And you're going to be more of a burden on the world than you're ever going to be an asset to the world.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
Hey, folks. We'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. For low as $5 a month, you get access to 1 or 2 exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
So I'm new to this whole TikTok thing. I had heard about it for so long, and my daughter, who's 14, was actually the one that was pretty much into it. But since I started going through here, I've noticed that There's a lot of women and men who rant about dating in their 30s. And I just wanted to hop on here to say that dating in your 30s suck.
Why does that not surprise me?
The f*** did you think? What did you...
Yes, duh.
If your 14-year-old was really into it, that should have been a sign that you shouldn't be into it in your 30s. Other than maybe to connect with your, you know, daughter again. So you guys can send each other TikToks. Maybe something like that. But not for you to get your old ass on here and get to complaining. Nobody wants to hear it. You should have saw them other 30-plus-year-old TikToks and be like, ooh, that's cringe. I don't want that to be me. But you're not smart enough to have that revelation.
That's a damn shame.
It's just terrible. I hate it here. I literally hate it here. You spent all this effort and time and trying to find someone. And, you know, when you finally do meet, you realize that half of the stuff they told you is a total lie.
So fucking cry, bitch. I don't give a fuck. It's funny, if anything.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's the treatment that you're going to get as a single mother. That's the treatment you're going to get as a 30-plus woman. You're leftovers. You're in the goodwill bin. So you're going to deal with men who are also in the goodwill bin. But of course, you're only going to deal with the hottest, tallest guys in the goodwill bin. There's nice guys in the goodwill bin, but you don't want those. So we don't feel sorry for you. Maybe you should have picked a better man to have offspring with, and you should have still been with him.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga. I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
They don't look like their profile pictures on whatever dating site you decided to use. Or they have nothing to talk about.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
I mean, and then when you do find somebody that you really like and that you kind of connect with, they decide to ghost you.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.